don't wanna be you. I just wanna be me. I don't wanna be cool. I just wanna be me.
Be me.
You don't wanna be cool.
Be cool.
You just wanna be me.
Be.
I don't wanna be cool. 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 I don't like being cool.
I don't wanna be cool.
You're listening to Night Cheese with Shabba and Kelly.
Cool. Okay, so you guessed it. We're back with Game of Thrones.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh,
this
shit.
Premiere actually kind of snuck up on me. I was like not expecting it. And now everything is premiering.
Yeah.
Weep. What That's else? The only other show.
Weep is premiering.
I don't know. There'll probably be another season of Pretty Little Liars pretty soon.
Oh yeah. They'll come back in the summer, I think.
So that's pretty much it. So cool.
So cool. Yeah. Well, in this day and age, you know, television doesn't follow the
There's
light.
No rules anymore.
Yeah, it can,
no rules.
Stuff can premiere whenever they want to.
No rules.
Stop saying that.
No rules.
All right.
Okay.
So we're back with GOT.
Game of Thrones. First impression, the previously on is like 10 minutes long.
I know.
Oh my god. It was so long.
They should do, like, you know how on Kimmy Schmidt, when we were watching Kimmy Schmidt?
Yeah.
They did like a 5-minute thing that was everything that happened on the previous season, and it was separate from the actual episode. It was like a different
Yeah,
video.
They should have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because also, because people, like, it's not like you have to have waited since the last time an episode aired. Like, you can recap it yourself, or you can watch episodes whenever you want.
Yeah.
So it's not like everyone forgot what happened.
They're doing this for the people who are just now caring about Game of Thrones. Like, I should start
watching
that show.
Oh my god. People like Cashew, actually, because this is his first episode of Game of Thrones ever. And I think that he was very excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He liked all the dogs, so, yeah.
I hated that the previously on ended with Ollie. I knew it was going to end with
Ollie. I'm just glad that it didn't end with Bran. Because he's not in this episode.
Bran.
And I'm actually very happy and relieved.
He's
going to
be in it, though.
Who knows? Time will tell.
I know.
Okay, so it opens with... It's, like, right after Jon Snow has been stabbed, so no time has passed.
Yeah.
Is that usually how it is in these seasons?
I can't remember.
I don't remember either. And he's turning into a blood popsicle. He's laying in the ground. It kind of reminded me of Zootopia, that scene where the fox is making popsicles in the snow.
Did it remind you of that?
Yeah, because the rivulets of blood.
Uh-huh.
And with the snow there.
And you were like, that looks like a tasty popsicle.
I said it looks like a popsicle.
Like, that
I
looks
didn't.
Like a tasty
There's
popsicle.
There's no way to know if it's tasty.
But your impression was that it was a tasty popsicle.
Correct. Yes. Okay. And then...
God, can you imagine if you saw a little fox making a popsicle? That would be the cutest thing.
I would assume that I was on drugs. That would be really cute.
Yeah, shout out to Zootopia.
I follow on Instagram, Juniper Fox. She has a fox as a pet, and I was trying to sleuth and figure out why exactly she has a fox as a pet, because foxes are wild animals. But her fox is really cute, obviously. Aww. But she'll occasionally do posts where she's like, don't get a fox as a pet. Like, I think that she, I don't know what happened, but it's not like she was like, went out into the woods and procured herself a fox. Uh-huh. It must have been like a rescue situation.
Or maybe she found it as a baby and she was like, oh, what a hamster. And then it
turned into that kind of shit only happens in Florida, I feel like.
She live in Florida?
I don't think so. I think she lives in the Pacific Northwest, but she has a fox.
Wow.
And she'll do these posts that are like don't get a fox as a pet, like, because they are not really like dogs, or they pee everywhere, and they smell really bad, and they don't like to socialize. So, anyway, I really want to know why she has that fox.
Yeah, it's
but
bad
it's
pet
not,
material.
I couldn't she figure it out.
Not seen the fox and the hound, like, that's the premise.
Maybe she thought it would make her popsicles. Oh no. And then Ghost shows up, Ghost the dog, and I was very happy. Yeah.
I kept in my notes, I kept calling Ghost Snow, and I was like, why did he name his dog Snow? His own last name.
I think you needed the previous song, but you need like a different version of it where they just went through everyone's name. Actually, that would be very helpful
that
for this
be.
Show.
Remember, I was complaining to you about this. They did that on the West Wing, except they did it for like the main characters. Like, Jed Bartlett, President, United States of America.
I think that it's confusing. Like, when I first watched the West Wing, I like didn't know what everyone's title was until, that's like, true. The fifth episode. So, yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, so that is there. The previously on that we deserve, but not the one we need right now or something. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Batman reference is what I'm saying.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Okay. So then the Onion Man is like, John's dead.
Oh, no.
This is confusing.
Oh, no.
And then they retreat into some room.
I forgot that there were people on the Night's Watch who liked John.
Yeah, no. I couldn't remember who liked him and who didn't like him. I knew that it wasn't like everyone hated him and they all planned it. I knew that it was like a secret group of people, including that dumb little bitch, Ollie.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little bitch. He is hate a him.
Bitch.
For the watch. What a little bitch.
Do you remember that guy with the red hair who was friends with John and maybe he died?
Yeah, I think he died.
He does commercials for some credit score thing now.
Seems like a step backwards.
See him on the TV.
Okay. And then
Melisandre finds out.
Melisandre comes on the scene and she like doesn't get naked right away. It's kind of worrisome. Shocking. Yeah, she loves getting naked. She's like,
oh,
a,
she will.
She's a very swift, like, getting naked kind of person.
I think the clothes that she wears are designed for that.
She, like, only wears, like, a robe, like a kimono, basically. Whoa.
What?
I just charged this. Why is it...
It died?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
You can plug it in. It's not turning on. It's not turning...
Is this what you do when you go to the Genius Bar if you have something wrong?
It's
not turning on!
I don't ever go there if I can avoid it.
Everyone who works there is soup's hot, so I highly recommend.
I just don't like it. I like having an iPhone. I like having an iPad. But it's not because I want to be cool or because I buy into the cult of Apple. It's just because everyone else has an iPhone and it makes it easier. And the emojis show up perfectly. Whenever I go to the Apple store, it's just like people like worshiping in this temple. It's like so creepy.
Oh, really? Whenever I go, it's like last time I went, first of all, they have really good customer service.
No, they don't.
Yes, I had my laptop, which I'm currently using, was like dying, and they told me what the problem was, and they said that it fell under some program that I could get it fixed for free. So then I sent it in. And then they discovered that it did not fall under that program, and it was going to cost me, like, $300 to replace it.
Yeah.
And then, so they sent it back to me, and then I was pissed. But then the person that, the manager of the store talked to me, and he was like, oh, that's stupid. Like, we'll fix it for you for free anyway. And it was great.
Well, maybe the one time you went, or the two times, whatever, there was good customer service. I went there with my parents, and they're like, we're going to buy two new iPhones. And they're like, okay, wait here for 20 minutes.
Oh.
It's like, are you fucking joking? We're going to spend like $1,500 here. You want us to wait, bitches, while you talk to these other people? No one in here is buying anything. Everyone's just fucking around on their like little, you know, they have all those display.
You know, true. I've never talked to a real salesperson. I've only gone to
it's
the
just like
bar.
Literally just if you walk in like, I'm here to buy two of your most expensive products.
Yeah.
You don't just be like, hang on a second.
You don't just be like,
I don't know. It just seemed really strange.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't like that so many people see Apple as like, oh, they're so cool. They're so this or so that. It's just like, no, they're just like another company that makes like tech products. Like, come on. So, anyway, back to the episode, though.
yes, they're not using iPhones in the stores yet.
No.
So, Melisandre shows up, and she's like, I can't believe he's dead. I saw him in the flames.
She seems really forlorn. I think it's because Stannis is dead.
Yeah, okay, she should realize by now that her flames are a lie.
Yeah.
Nothing that she saw in the flames is real.
Maybe she misread what she saw.
Maybe she missaw it.
Well, we didn't see what she saw, right?
No.
Yeah.
She just looks at it and she's like, oh yeah, there's Stannis. He's wearing a crown.
Maybe it's more cryptic.
I guess. Well, you should hire someone who can read into that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. So, okay. So, anyway. I guess she seems kind of sad, but she doesn't offer any solutions. And Davos, Onion Man, and these other little dudes are trying to figure out what they should do because majority of the people there, I guess, didn't like Jon Snow or were ambivalent about him. And the leader of the mutiny or whatever, he was already pretty high up in the ranks. And so everyone else is, I mean, he can sway all the other people who are ambivalent or whatever, yeah, or people who are too weak to say anything. And that's kind of what he's doing in the next scene is...
I kind of like that. He was pretty honest. He was like, yep, I murdered him.
I didn't like him. I thought it was weird that he was like, I killed him, but I never disobeyed him. I was like...
Until you killed him.
Pretty sure he didn't order you to kill him, yeah, so...
But, I mean, I think that does speak to how, like, those... How the other people are easily swayed, because he's like, yep, I killed him, and they're like, what?!
Yeah.
And he was like, but I wanted to, and that's why I did it. And they're, yeah, like, oh, okay.
And then they're thinking, like, what should we do? It's going to be us versus them. We're all going to die. Is it worth it? Go get the little puppy dog, because we need some puppy snuggles. And then they're like, there's some other people that owe their lives to Jon Snow. I think it was the wildlings.
No, who could it be?
Okay.
So one of the guys goes to leave to go get this mysterious help.
From the wildlings.
This redundant now.
Why are you saying it like that?
Serious help. We don't know who it's going to be, so sit tight. But they, like, I guess, lock themselves in the room, and then the main mutiny guy comes over, and he's like, y'all need to surrender, or y'all need to surrender, basically.
I don't think he wants them to surrender. I think he just wants to kill all of them.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying, like, you guys need to just come out of the room.
Yeah, so we can kill you.
Yeah, I don't think he's...
I don't understand why they don't just go into the room. How much security does this room possibly have?
In the trailer, you see them at some point trying to break into the room.
Oh.
You see them, like, ramming something into the door, so I think they will...
Oh, do that, okay, yeah, because, I mean, it's not like they're in a panic room. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So they're broing out in this room. We come back to them at the end of the episode, but... Then it goes to Ramsay, and he's creepy and he's sad because his side bitch is dead.
Oh, God. Because
Theon threw his side bitch, what is her name? Melissa? Miranda. Yeah.
Martina.
Martina, something like that, over the side of the wall, and she died. But to be fair, she was trying to kill Sansa, so.
TBF.
Yeah. I was like, what does that stand for?
Oh, God.
Okay. And so
he's like, yeah, how sad. I'm so sad. Boo hoo. And yeah, then the other guy's like, okay, so how would you like her to be buried? Or like, yeah, her, like, to be cremated? And he's like, oh, just feed her to the dogs. That's good meat.
It's very just practical. Efficient. Yeah. The circle of life.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
actually, had a conversation with my parents about that, because I did not remember that scene from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Where Mufasa is like, we eat the antelopes, but then we die and become the grass that the antelopes eat.
It seems like the antelopes have a much more raw deal.
They do, but lions. It's a circle of life. Yeah.
So that's what Ramsay is saying about his side bitch, is that she's going to turn into... No, she's going to quite literally be fed to the dogs. She will not turn into grass.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, more of a direct line.
Yeah. And Ramsay is Roose Bolton's son, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bastard son.
Okay. He doesn't have any legitimate sons yet.
Yeah, but he's going to.
Okay,
yeah,
yes, because that's what he mentions. Roose is kind of like, fuck you, Ramsay. You kind of messed everything up, and I thought that I could just give you Sansa, and you know you're ruining everything, and no one will hang out with us anymore because they know that you're rude.
So he's saying that they're people who would have allied with them because he married Sansa?
Yeah, the, okay, North. Yeah. All those people are super loyal to the Starks, I guess.
Okay.
And now, because Ramsay's a fucking psychopath, which Roose probably would have known if he hadn't been a deadbeat dad.
I know, he was a deadbeat dad.
So anyway, Roose says, yeah, I hope that my new wife has a son so I can off you, basically.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Poor Ramsay.
Yeah. Okay.
I also like where they have a conversation and they're like, oh yeah, Stannis is dead. I would like to reward whoever killed her. I mean, him. Stannis is not a woman. But he was killed by a woman!
Yes. Good recap.
I just thought that was a cool line, because they assume that some dude killed him. They're like, oh, some random soldier killed Stannis.
I would like to reward whoever killed him. That doesn't assume that it's a man.
No, they're like, I like to, the man, they're like, I would like to reward the man who did that, or whatever.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention.
I might have been taking a selfie with Cashew.
Probably.
I took a few of those.
It's like dramatic irony, because it's like, we know that it's Brienne who
explain
hates
it
them.
More.
It's like, the audience
Can
knows
you explain
something
it
that the
more?
Characters
I don't
don't
think
know.
That's ironic.
I don't know if you guys
I
have
don't think that
taken
that's
an
the,
English
the
class.
The definition of ironic.
But if you've gone to high school,
no.
Dramatic irony is where the reader
okay,
knows
and so and then
the
Sansa.
So it's like, we know who killed Stannis, but they
to
don't
murder
know.
You.
And the irony is that if they had known, they would not want to reward her because she hates them. Okay, good.
Why
moving
she,
on,
why
Kelly. Come on, we're moving.
God
on.
Damn it! Why did she kill Stannis again?
Because
oh, because
he
of Renly.
Renly,
oh,
I forgot
okay.
his name. I was like, he killed that other dude.
Okay. So then Sansa and Theon have jumped off the wall, and Ramsay's got his dogs following them, and apparently his dogs are really mean to people, which we saw that in an earlier, one of the Ramsay introduction scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah. So they have to cross some icy water, and there are, Sansa's like, I can't make it, and Theon's like, you have to make it.
I'm just going along with you.
And then there's like this little nice moment where he's like hugging her to keep her warm.
Unfortunately, his plan does not work.
Yeah,
they
he's like, I'll be
it.
Yeah, he was like, I will be a diversion for the dogs and you can run away. And she's like, I can't make it without you.
You get caught by the hounds. Basically, he's like, stay here, it's fine. And she's like, yes. Okay, great. Except, no, there's like a ton of dogs.
Yeah, actually, during this part, there's a lot of dogs barking in Cashew. You know, he's laying down on his pillow, but when the dog started barking, he stood up and was like, what's going on? So.
And just as they're about to get murdered,
yeah,
who should show up but Brienne and Pod?
Brienne of Tarth and her assistant.
I wrote, Brienne and Pod should win this Game of Thrones, is what I wrote in my note-taking when I watched this episode. Anyway, basically, yeah, they take care of business, and they murder everyone.
And then Brienne gives Sansa her resume again, and she's like, do you want me to be your Secret Service now, bitch?
Seriously, Sansa's yeah. such an idiot.
Well, she didn't know, and now she's like, yes, please, yes. But I liked how Sansa still had some composure.
Yeah.
She didn't know all the words of what you're supposed to say when you inaugurate your Secret Service, but
yeah but she went through the ritual.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but someone asked me this, what happened to the dogs?
Sansa's dogs?
No, the bloodhounds or whoever was chasing them, did they run away?
They decided to stand down,
but they just like jogged away.
They probably ran away or just decided to play with each other, give each other some cuddles.
Probably.
That's what dogs are, you know.
That was happening off screen.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, Brienne, like, fucking killed some horses, so I don't think they had
right.
any qualms
My
about killing a dog
either. My assumption
was
like, oh, she just murdered all the dogs.
Probably.
No.
Yeah. Cashew's like, what? No.
Oh, yeah. Don't listen to this, Cashew.
Cashew. Okay. So, next storyline is Cersei.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my God. My daughter's coming home. We're totally going to go shopping. And then it's awkward because her daughter's dead.
Yeah. Jamie is looking really good.
That's what I wrote. Yeah. He looks fucking hot.
So sad.
He looks
just
so
hot.
With his, like, scruffy beard.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
looks incredible.
He looks
very hot. He has a coffin behind him.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention to that. I just, like, saw his face and was like, oh, my God. I've missed you so much.
But Lena Headey does such a good job in this scene. They, like, spend a really long time just, like, on her face. She's like, ah,
yeah.
And then she's like, oh, no.
Yeah,
she's
good.
She does a really good job.
Yeah. And Cersei is like, uh-oh. And then she's sad. And she starts going on this, like, fatalistic tangent about the witch and everything's already written, blah, blah, blah. And then Jamie gives her a pep talk.
He's like, fuck,
we can
else.
Do this, and we're going to murder everyone if that's what it takes.
It's a good plan.
So
yeah, they're gonna murder everyone, I guess.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that she has that weird bodyguard now too, right?
Oh yeah, the reanimated guy.
Yeah, the Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. The monster's not also called Frankenstein?
No, his name is Fred. Okay, so
is that true?
Yeah. Read a book, Kelly. So
is that true?
Yep. So they're going to murder everyone else. It's Frankenstein and Fred. That's why the book is called Frankenstein and Fred.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Dr. Frankenstein and Fred.
I think you're wrong. But there's no way to know for sure.
We'll never know. So yeah, they have this nice scene where they are kind of scary and decide to murder everyone else.
Yeah, the thing is, I really hate Cersei. And like, even though she's sad, it like doesn't stop me from hating her.
No.
Like, yeah. I lie, her daughter shouldn't have died, but I mean, I don't feel sorry for Cersei because she's such a horrible person.
I think that's how the show wants us to view her, because yeah, she's sad, but her like response isn't just like, oh, I'm so sad. It's yeah, like, we need to kill everyone.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they are still trying to make it clear that she's
whatever like happened with Tommen. It's like she forgot that he's still alive.
At this point, she's just assuming he's gonna die, so she's like written him off, right?
Yeah, that's sad.
And then did the witch or whoever made that prophecy also mm-hmm. say that she would die?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. No. So then we go to Marge. I don't know what Tommen's doing. Tommen's just like, I don't know, masturbating or something.
I guess. Yeah. He's hanging out with his cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they're like, didn't someone say, like, your husband misses you or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, the sparrow. So Marge yes. is in prison, okay. and she gets visited by the sparrow.
The old man, yeah. yeah. Is that what it's called, sparrow?
The high sparrow.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's right. Big sparrow.
Big sparrow.
Yeah. yeah.
and all of his, like, underlings are baby sparrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Some nun is in there to bully her, and then yeah. this old man comes in and it's creepy. He's doing like a good cop routine.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
Why is she in prison? I don't
for
remember.
Like lying about her brother being gay. It's all trumped up, I suppose, but it seems like if her husband is the king, he could do something to get her out of there.
Apparently
I think
not.
The problem is that he's too much of a little bitch to do yeah. anything. So it's too bad, because I think Marge could ball out if they let her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then we go back to Dorne. And what is that lady's name?
Indhra Varma.
No, but like, what is her character's name?
Indhra Varma. I have no clue. I was also trying to remember.
Know her as Luther's wife from season one of really? Luther.
She's the head
She looks like
sand
she's
snake.
Like half. Is she half?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Maybe not. I don't know. Okay. So she seems like she's being friends with Oberyn's brother, Doran. But then Doran finds out about how this lady, Luther's wife, and her group, the Sand Snakes, killed Myrcella. And then shit gets real, and they start stabbing everyone.
Yeah, so basically they kill that guy, who's like the only good guy. Well, he yeah. and his son are like the only good guys.
Yeah,
left.
Well, she was like, everyone in Doran hates you because you're too weak, basically because you're like rising above, like going to war over every little thing.
Yeah, how horrible of him.
I know. Yeah, so
she is half.
Is she? That's what I thought.
She's a child of an Indian father and a Swiss mother.
Okay.
She was a member of musical youth theater company.
Okay. Anyway,
she was in a film called Kama Sutra, A Tale of Love.
Oh no. 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 So, and her, aren't all the Sand Snakes are her children or no?
Yeah, they're like her bastard daughters.
Oh, okay. They're all Oberyn's children too?
No, I think they all have different
oh, goodness.
Lineage.
Is she getting Actually, I don't alimony know for sure. from these?
I don't think men? So. She's not taking, yeah, she's not taking what's hers.
Wow, okay. So then her daughters go to kill Tristan, who's Doran's.
Yeah, his name is not Dorne.
But it's very close.
I think it's like Duran.
Oh, Duran? Yes. Like Duran Duran?
Oh, her name is Ilaria Sand.
Oh, see, if my brother was here, he would have known that her name was that.
Oh, is it like she's a bastard?
I don't
and
know.
And that's why her last name... You know how Jon Snow, Snow is the last name for bastards? Maybe it's
yeah.
Sand.
Yes, we are such good sleuths.
We are.
Yeah, my brother said... I was like, do you have anything to contribute? And he's like, I have nothing to say about this episode. So I was like, record
why?
Yourself saying that.
Did he hate it?
No, it's just, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff going on. Okay, so I thought that Tristan looked like a... Is it Tristan or Tristane?
Tristane.
Tristane. looks like a Jonas brother. Is that right? Okay, yeah. I don't have a lot of familiarity with the Joe Bros.
They have big eyebrows.
Okay, yeah. He seemed like of that lineage. And it looks like they're taking over Dorney. So I can't get behind this plot line, though.
I hate it.
I just, like, don't care. And I feel like a bad feminist.
Well, no. I like it better now because it seems like something is going to happen.
Yeah.
Last season, it was just, they were just there and they had no purpose until the very end where they kill Marcella.
They did nothing the whole time. They seem so, like, cartoonish the way that they're portrayed. They're just, like, evil. I don't feel any sympathy for them.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, they have, like, no personality elements except that, like, we like murdering people and getting our tits out.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a Cersei situation where the show tries to show, like, she has feelings, but she's also still a crazy person.
Yeah, they this just is just seem like they're crazy. Yeah. So that happens.
Agreed.
Then they go to Marine, which is where Tyrion and Varys are doing kind of like a buddy cop routine as they walk through the streets. Cute. Yeah, it is pretty cute. And everyone's confused because Dany just up and left, which I think is like sending a bad signal.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just leave.
Wait, can we recap? How did she leave the Dothraki? Like, what's his name? Dies, Khal Drogo.
Yes.
And then what happens? And then she's just like, I gotta go.
Dude, I don't remember. She had that dragon. And
yeah, I guess then she's like, okay, I need to make my way back to Westeros.
Yeah, and then she was with Jorah, and I think they went to that place to buy the ships or whatever.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah.
With that weird tower.
Yeah. Okay. No, I was just trying to remember what her relationship with the Dothraki is now. Like, are they also pissed that she just like?
I don't think
so. She just keeps leaving places.
Well, because he died, her husband. Yeah. So they weren't about to follow her. There was like a new sheriff or whatever. Oh. So I think that's what happened.
Okay, but yeah, so she's not in Marine, but yeah, Tyrion
and Varys are. And someone is watching them from the shadows.
Oh, yeah. They also pass by a woman, and because Tyrion's language skills are bad, it sounds like
he wants to eat her baby.
Yeah,
there's a scene in the Blues Brothers movie where they're at a like nice dinner, and one of them, they like see this family, and the John Belushi character is like, how much for your daughter? I want to buy your children. Oh, so anyway, it's reminded me of that.
The dingo.
Oh my god, you're obsessed with that.
Because he literally said she thinks you want to eat her baby.
He's not a dingo.
He thinks you want to eat her baby.
You know, just because he's a little person doesn't mean you can compare him to a dingo, Shabba.
God.
Then there's a fire, but they don't have a fire department because Dany has not built up the infrastructure for it.
Yeah.
So it kind of seems like something is happening, but it's not clear.
I guess it's like
who started the fire?
The gold mask people.
Should we play that song?
Who started the fire?
No, I don't actually know this song. That's what it's called, right?
Something, 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 something. Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
I only knew about that song after I watched Parks and Rec.
Oh.
Okay. Is it on Parks and Rec too?
That scene where she and Ron Swanson are getting back.
She just
says a bunch of nonsense words.
In The Office, Ryan started the fire.
Oh.
And Dwight sings like a bunch of lines from the song. And then at the end, he says, Marilyn Monroe, Ryan started the fire.
Okay.
He's really happy.
So, anyway. Who started the fire?
Ryan.
Okay.
So basically, they're like, oh, we can get on a ship and go back when we're ready to leave, but all the ships are on fire. So they're like, I guess
who said it?
The Gold Mask people. What are they called? Oh, the Sons of the Harpy.
Oh, I thought it was just like something had happened and they needed a fire department and the fire just spread.
Well, I think they're saying that the Sons of the Harpy are like,
they're taking back over.
Yeah. And it's like people are pro Sons of the Harpy because they're pissed that the slaves are free.
Yeah. Well, at least, I mean, at least the Sons of the Harpy can, like, enact some kind of order. There's, like, a lot of disorder, especially since she fucking left. You can't just leave. That's not how you solve, like, problems.
Yeah, that's, like, just the way it looks is really bad. She, yes. Everyone is watching, and she just takes off on a dragon.
Yes.
While the whole city is watching her.
No, Varys and Tyrion need to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then it goes to Jorah and Dario, her advisor and her lover.
They're having a real awkward time together.
Yeah, Dario, I guess they've, like, almost caught up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dario's like, how can you stand it being in the friend zone? And Jorah's like, that's just what you do.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's true, though.
I think it is for him, because has he met any other women lately?
I don't know. I feel like that's, like, not a healthy way to, like, live your life. You shouldn't just put yourself through that, you know?
Yeah, but
it's not like your hard work is gonna pay off, you know?
It's like he has nothing else to do now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And also, he's never gonna get, now that he has that scaly disease,
yeah,
like, he's never gonna actually get with her.
Definitely not. Not in any kind of way.
Yeah,
so
yeah, kind of sucks.
He, like, checks on it. There's a scene of him, like, checking it just to, like, remind us that he has disease.
The disease is spreading.
Yeah. And then Dany dropped her earring, just like in Lord of the Rings when Merry and Pippin have been.
What is that? I haven't heard of that.
Lord of the Rings is a book and movie.
Okay, so Dany.
So there's this part where
it's just a finger ring. Actually, she doesn't drop an earring.
Oh, okay. In the second Lord of the Rings movie, Merry and Pippin.
Who is the Lord of the Ring?
I just want to explain.
Isn't it just one ring? Why is it called Lord of the Rings? So much. Wait, this is a real question.
Yeah, there are many rings.
Oh, so why are they so obsessed with the ring that Frodo?
Because the one ring controls all the other ones. Oh my God, have you not seen it?
I've, like, seen the end of the first movie.
Oh my God. I love those movies. The first three, not the Hobbit movies.
Are they bad?
But I was like, I don't think they're... I mean, I don't think you need to turn a children's book into a trilogy, movie trilogy. But I can't believe you haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
Do I seem like someone who would watch that?
Do I?
Yeah, because I talk about it a lot. But
I don't talk about it a lot, but there's a part...
You talk about it a lot.
That's not true. There's a part in the second one where Merry and Pippin, who are two of the hobbits, get kidnapped by the Uruk-hai, who are kind of like these crazy orc soldiers, and they have these fancy elven brooches that they, like, pick off with their teeth and throw at the ground so that when Aragorn and Legolas and Gimli come, they find the brooches and they're like, oh, we're on the right track. So that's what I'm saying. This is reminiscent of that, and it was totally worth it that I brought it up.
I'm no glad. Regrets. Do you think that, which one is the Legolas is Orlando Bloom?
Yeah.
So is Dario Legolas?
I think Dario is definitely Legolas, yeah. And Jorah is more of the Aragorn figure.
But isn't Aragorn the cool one?
Aragorn is the one that has, like, more, like, sleuthing ability.
Aragorn is,
Viggo Mortensen.
He's, like, the cool one, right?
Legolas is the hot one, though. I feel like Dario's kind of a pretty boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Yeah, he would be Orlando Bloom.
So, that's happening, and they're sleuthing / talking about Jorah's unrequited love.
That's, God, I feel so bad for him. He's, like, 100 years older than everyone else. Why is he still in this situation?
I don't know. He should just retire. Like, go live on an island somewhere. I think he has some kind of weird, like, moral obligation to her. I don't know. I think mostly it's because he's in love with her and he just can't let it go.
Yeah.
And then, okay. Then we go to Dany and she's with the Dothraki, so it's weird. She seems to be back where she started, which sucks.
Yeah.
And the people that have captured her are like, we're gonna fuck you all these different ways. And then she goes to meet the call of the group, the king or whatever, and he has a pom-pom beard. His beard is, like, divided into pom-poms.
You were like, I would buy that at Forever 21.
I definitely would.
I didn't realize how the Dothraki were. I didn't get why they didn't know who she was at first.
Yeah. I think they're kind of tribal.
Yeah, so I guess there's, like, there must be tons of Khals and Khaleesis. Yeah. But I was like, bitch, don't you know who she is? But I guess not.
Yeah, and then she, like, reveals, like, haha, I speak Dothraki, bitches. Ah. And then they laugh at her. And then she's like, send me back over there. And they're like, no, you need to go to a nursing home.
Ugh.
Where all the other Khaleesi widows go.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be rough.
Yeah, I don't... She seems to have gotten herself into a situation. What happened to her dragon, though?
What is her dragon doing?
Her dragon abandoned her like she abandoned Marine.
Where are the other two dragons?
I think they're still in captivity.
They're still trapped.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe her dragon is out burning down Westeros so that she can become the leader.
Yeah, maybe.
I hope he's doing something productive.
I don't know. Well, the dragon seems very like, I'm here when there needs to be some kind of major plot shift, but otherwise yeah. I'm not really on the scene.
But they're not willing to invest the money in the CGI for the dragon scenes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Remember that scene when she flies away on the dragon?
Yeah, it was very horrible. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So maybe that's why the dragon is used very sparingly.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it kind of annoys me with the dragons. It seems like she could easily solve this problem.
Yeah.
She could get the dragon to come back to her. So the last thing in this episode is we go back to Arya, finally, who I think is the most exciting plot line. She's blind, and that dumb bitch is still bullying her and hitting her with sticks.
The Waif.
Oh, she's called the Waif.
Yeah.
Why are you whispering it?
I don't know. Because I didn't know she was called a Waif. No one ever called her the Waif, but they called
her. My brother said that's what she's called, I think. But I'm just calling her the Bully.
That is what she
seems like, a bully, and I hate her. And that guy is not back yet. Whatever his name is.
He is no one.
But he might have been that girl.
He might have been that girl. And people on the internet think that they are all her sword-fighting teacher who presumably was killed by Joffrey's people.
Oh.
But we never see him get killed.
We never see Stannis get killed either.
So he could still be wandering around
out
there. Yeah,
and we did see Jon Snow get killed, but all of us know he's not dead, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
So she's going
to
become
I need to read what
fighter.
The internet is saying about this episode. Oh, sorry. And then the last thing is we go back to
the wall.
Yeah,
so the episode's over. Nothing else happens.
Go back to the wall.
The very last thing that happens is that scene. And there's no other plot
twist.
There's
just some bullying. And then there's a PSA about how bullying is bad.
Yeah, so then we go back to the wall.
And it's Melisandre kind of in a room by herself looking forlorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what happens, Shippa?
Then she starts getting naked in front of the mirror. And I was like, there's no one else here, Melisandre. Don't need to see your boobs right now. There's no one to see them.
I wrote in my notes that it starts out with, like, Davos, Onion Man, and his people.
I think it's Davos, but...
It is? Damn it. He was like, oh, we can use the Red Woman or whatever. And then it cuts to her. And I was like, it's really weird that she hasn't gotten naked yet.
But...
And then she gets naked immediately.
And then I'm like, oh, I guess she just wants to check herself out in the mirror because she thinks she's super hot. I mean, she is pretty hot.
Breast exams are not necessarily that helpful.
I don't think she's doing it for medical
breast exams.
Reasons.
I don't think you can do a self uterus exam. You can get all the way up in there with your.
For the listener at home, Kelly's doing some hand motions.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think you can get all the way up in there on your own.
People suggesting you do abdominal uterus exams?
No, they're not. That's why I'm saying that's probably why.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yep. I agree. I also think gravity is real, but just confirming that on air.
Hey. You know, sometimes it's called
You guys, trying to do at-home uterus exams.
It's called the Socratic method. Talking things through, asking questions. Okay, so anyway, so she gets in front of the mirror, and it's kind of a dirty mirror. Like, she could use some Windex on it. And she takes off her necklace and becomes an old naked lady.
Okay, but I don't think it's the necklace. Because people have on the internet have also pointed out that we've seen her take off the necklace multiple times before.
Yeah, okay.
And she looked normal.
Have we seen her take it off multiple
yeah.
times?
Yeah. Well, okay, so it depends on what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there obviously she gets naked a lot.
Yes.
And in some of those scenes, she is necklace-less.
Oh.
So, but we don't know. It could be, but she's with another person.
Yeah.
Basically. So it could be that she still looks young, and maybe that's just how the other person sees her.
No.
No?
What?
Well... I'm saying, I don't think the necklace... Okay, I don't think the necklace is what causes her to change how she looks.
Yeah.
I think something else. But people on the internet are saying maybe what we're seeing is not like she's physically transforming. It's just the perception.
Yeah, but you see her, it's like not just in the mirror, it's not like you only see her reflection in the mirror, it turns into an old person. It's like she goes to the bed and lies down.
Yeah, but the same is true, like, when she is naked with other people and she takes the necklace off, it's, we're not looking at her literally through the other person's eyes, peep show style.
Yeah.
We're looking at her, like, from the camera.
Yeah.
So, some people, I don't agree with this, but some people on the internet are saying, maybe what we're seeing is how she's being perceived in that scene.
Oh.
Not literally how she looks.
But then why would she change? Like, why wouldn't she just be an old person when she's by herself?
Wait, sorry, say that again?
Well, if there's no one else in the room with her, mm-hmm. why would we see her as a young person, or a middle-aged person? Let's be fair. and then a really old person. Why would there be a transformation element?
Right. I think it's maybe what these people are saying is, like, now this is just a show just figuratively revealing who she really is.
Oh.
It's not necessarily she's physically
transformed. It doesn't really reveal anything, though, because I didn't watch this episode until Thursday night, and immediately after the episode, it's like, oh, the Red Woman reveal, blah, blah, blah. And this episode is titled The Red Woman, but I was just like, I mean, practically speaking, it's like, okay, maybe she is a shapeshifter or something. It doesn't really tell you anything. I mean,
I agree.
Other than maybe she's really old. I mean, she already seems like an otherworldly being, so it's not that weird that...
I agree.
Because yeah. She does, like, magic shit with her vagina. She births out a phantom.
After that, like, that is
way
that
crazier than this.
I was just surprised because I just, like, kind of started screaming because it was just kind of scary.
Of course you did.
Because you see her... Because
old people should neither see nor heard.
Exactly. No, it's just scary because she's looking in the mirror and you just see something white and you're like, oh, that's weird. They didn't even bother, like, doing her real reflection. You just see something white. And then it, like, suddenly is this old person. And I was like, no! It was a little scary. But...
I thought maybe, like... She's done being Melisandre and maybe she's going to die or something.
Yeah, sacrifice herself for John to come back.
That, well, I just was like, oh, she's old now. She's going to bed. It seems like she's going to go die now. So, but maybe she's not. I don't know. Maybe that's just what her pajamas looks like.
No, that's what I thought the reveal kind of was.
Yeah,
it's not just that, oh, she's secretly old. But yeah, it's like she's going to die somehow.
Yeah.
We'll say.
So that's the episode. What do you think? How many decapitated Ned Stark heads out of 10?
I'll give it 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, I love this episode.
It was good to catch up with all the characters again.
Yeah, it was good.
Except for Bran. I fucking hate Bran.
He wasn't even in it.
I was very happy that he was not in it. Every episode that he's in, I'll have to demote at least one star.
Just one.
One decapitated Ned Stark head. Yeah, because I really hate Bran, but I was so relieved that he wasn't on this episode. So,
yeah.
Pushes it up to a 7.5 for me.
I feel like some of the other premieres have been more
exciting.
This one...
I don't remember.
Yeah, I was trying to think. The last...
I feel like they all have every single character in
yeah,
them. So it can't be that exciting because you have to show where each character is.
Yeah.
Except for Bran. No one gives a shit about Bran.
I can't remember. I was thinking, oh yeah, the last season premiere was way more exciting, but now I literally can't remember what it was, so who knows?
I can't remember either, but I'm excited for the season. I'm excited that it's, like, not... There aren't going to be, like, a bunch of smug book readers who are like... I already know what happens. So
does that mean that what's happening in the show could potentially be spoilers for the books?
Or I think so.
Is it okay?
I think that. Well, I don't think. I think that. What's his name? Is consulting heavily, George, and helping to write.
Him.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously one of the writer people for the show, but I think he's intentionally making them, like, slightly different. What are your favorite plot lines? For me, I think Arya is the most interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like Sansa is going to get interesting.
I think Sansa is...
Because up to this point, she's been a pity fest for Sansa.
Yeah. So I think I like Sansa's the best, especially because we've been waiting for so long for Reek to, like, stop being Reek.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see what happens with that.
Yeah.
and because I miss Littlefinger. Oh, yeah. And I want him to get involved again.
Yeah, me too.
He'll probably be pissed about all of this.
Harrenhal.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to Harrenhal.
Yeah, I haven't heard him say Harrenhal in so long. Exactly. Yeah.
I miss him. And then I guess John, because I want to find
John,
out.
John, I like. I don't care like as much about Dany, because she's just so, like, self-righteous.
Oh, well, but Dany is, like, you know she's going to be important.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not, like, intrigued by it.
Oh, I mean, if we're talking about self-righteous, Jon Snow. I swore a vow. I can't do anything because
so
I swore
hot.
A vow. No, I don't want to be president of the Night's Watch or whatever it's called. No, don't elect me president. Okay,
there
fine.
There are five pups.
I'll be president.
Anyway.
I'll name this one Snow after myself. That's what happened, right?
No. Anyway, so I think...
What about you?
I like Arya a lot. I'm trying to think. I want to know what happens with Tyrion and Varys, and right now they're kind of tied up with Dany, but I want to know what happens with Sansa also. And fuck it. Like, the problem is, I hate Bran, but his storyline is finally getting interesting. It's like learning some magic and shit. And he's the one that's like the most shrouded in mystery, I feel like, with all these cryptic visions of one-eyed crows, whatnot. Yeah. So, yeah.
He's the one who saw, like, the dragons flying over King's Landing. So that's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I want him to come back because I want to find out what his vision situation
is. Me too.
Is.
I want to know what happened to Rickon. He's done. It's like, peace out.
And where's Hodor?
Yeah, you know what? This clickhole article or the idea that's like, it would be nice if just once Hodor said women's rights.
Seriously,
it would be just once. So that's how I feel about Hodor.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you have any listen, ladies?
No, just like if you get a message from someone and you can't tell if they're a U.S. citizen, ask Kelly first so she can remind you that they're probably not.
They're probably not. Like, if you are wondering,
they're probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I took away.
So,
who is our sponsor this week, Kelly?
Our sponsor this week is Bitchbox. Bitchbox is a... Why are you laughing?
It seems like you forgot who it was.
I was looking at something.
We just have the one. Who is our sponsor?
Our sponsor this week is Stamps.com.
What?
Get all of your mailing and shipping needs done.
If we just say they're a sponsor, they'll pay us, right?
I think that if we say that they're a sponsor and then people use it, we make up a promo code that people keep trying to use.
They'll call us.
They'll call us and be like, cease and desist. Yeah. Okay, no, our sponsor this week is Bitchbox, which is a curated service for bad bitches by bad bitches. What's in this week's Bitchbox, Shabbat?
You almost said Bitchbox.
I didn't, though, because I know how to pronounce things.
This week's Bitchbox contains a DVD box set, season 7 of Gilmore Girls.
Mm.
Widely thought to be the best season by
all
critics.
Valued at $10.
Yes, $10.51.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's critically acclaimed season of Gilmore Girls. Everyone thinks the rest of the show is a piece of shit. But
and then it really comes into its own.
Real watchable. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it really comes into its own. Mm. So yeah, buy that in a hurry. The second thing is a DVD of Kama Sutra, A Tale of Love, starring Indira Varma of Game of Thrones.
You must be 17 or older to subscribe to Bitchbox. or have proof of birth control.
Proof of birth control.
You can't be watching that shit without birth control.
I actually have the Wikipedia article about this film pulled up.
Can you read the plot summary?
The film takes its title from the ancient Indian text, the Kama Sutra.
Do men assume that you're really good at sex because you're Indian?
Daily. People are just like,
have you heard of this
position? Sex is good, right?
You real good. Real good sex. That's what the Kama Sutra is, though, right? Just a bunch of, like, really confusing positions.
Well, I want to find... Okay, yeah.
You should know, right?
Because of your practicing Hindu?
Because of your ethnic heritage.
Yeah, okay. It is widely considered to be the standard work on human sexual behavior in Sanskrit literature written by someone. And a portion of the work consists of practical advice on sexual intercourse. pretty helpful.
Oh, only a portion?
Yeah, contrary to popular perception, especially in the Western world.
White people are the fucking worst. Yeah.
Kama Sutra is not exclusively a sex manual. It presents itself as a guide to a virtuous and gracious living that discusses the nature of love, family life, and other aspects pertaining to pleasure-oriented faculties.
It's, like, interesting that exists, though. Just considering, I just always thought that, you know, people got more liberal as time passed, and it was written so long ago.
Yeah, but no, not this dude.
Yeah. Oh, it was written by one person? How did it become so popular?
Written by Vatsyayana. He is a Hindu philosopher in the Vedic tradition.
How long ago was it written?
Between 400...
Good lord.
Well, it's kind of... Okay, between 400 BCE and 200 CE. So, like...
There's a span there,
but... 600-year period.
Maybe he lived for 600 years. That's why he knows so much about sex.
Anyway, this film...
Yes.
...takes its title from the ancient Indian text, but this only serves as a common link between the characters. What does that mean?
They both know how to have sex.
I guess so.
They don't need no instructions.
That's interesting. And apparently the name of the project was not revealed to Indian government officials, who would have denied the petition to film in India had it been called Kama Sutra.
Oh, they filmed it in India.
Yeah.
What is the Indian take on the Kama Sutra in general? Like, if you were to speak for all of India, like, what would they say about it?
I mean, I'm authorized to do that.
I think so. What is it like, oh, this is a cool thing and it's part of our history, or is it like, oh, this is kind of gross?
No, I think it's like, it's a cool thing. Because if you go to, like, not Indian temples here, but if you, like, go to India and go to these temples that were built, like, thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
There's, like, people having sex. Like, I mean, no. Let me rephrase that. There's not people having sex in the temple. I mean, like, the temples are very, like, old and intricate carvings.
Yeah.
And the pictures depicted, there's, like, naked people in, like...
All which way?
Suggestive positions.
All which way?
All which way. I shouldn't be talking about this because I'm not Hindu and I don't regularly...
But you're Indian.
I don't think I've visited more than one ancient Indian
Is
temple
in India.
Is it not
the same... You know, you're not allowed to speak on it because it's a religious thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's Indian, but, like...
I thought it was, like, the Magna Carta, like, specific to a country, but not religious.
No, like, I don't know that the Kama Sutra itself, I don't know how religious it is, but the guy who wrote it is a Vedic philosopher, and the Vedas are, like, a Hindu religious text.
Oh, haha.
So, I assume there's a pretty strong connection.
Okay.
To Hinduism as a religion. But anyway, so, like, if you go to Hindu temples, like, obviously it's, like, a religious place. But, yeah, at these, like, super ancient temples,
yeah.
They have all these, like, beautiful carvings. And there's, like, naked
sexy
people.
Time.
I don't know if it's necessarily, but it's, like, naked women and stuff like that. So.
Oh, but that's everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
But, I mean, they're pretty open to depicting that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I've only when been you graduate from law super... school, I'll get you the Kama Sutra, but only the sexual portion.
Yeah, delete all the rest of that shit.
You just need the instructions.
Okay, and then the third item in the bitch box. This whole bitch box is just one large DVD set. We have Gilmore Girls, we have Kama Sutra, a love story, or whatever that movie is called.
What does it have on Rotten Tomatoes?
100%.
Okay. Seems like a lie.
Certified fresh.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
Speaking of, Indira Varma, who stars in that movie and in GOT, also starred in the film, or was one of the people in the film, Bride and Prejudice. Have you heard of this?
No.
It was a national nightmare.
Okay.
It's starring Aishwarya Rai, who's, like, super famous Bollywood actress.
Oh, this is an Indian movie.
Yeah, but okay. It's, like, about her marrying a white guy.
Oh.
And basically, it's, like, their families don't want them to marry. So they're like, we can call this Bride and Prejudice.
So does it have any relation to Pride and Prejudice?
No. Oh, okay. It's just about people. And so they're like, we can call this Bride and Prejudice.
I see, yes.
And it seemed like a good play on words. But it's a horrible movie. I saw it in theaters.
Why?
Because it was like the 90s.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what was
Things
happening.
Were different back then. Yeah. The economy was really good, and we were all just kind of bolstered up on that.
Exactly. I had a lot of disposable income as a child.
Yeah.
I spent it on movies.
Yeah. You saw it in the 90s?
No, probably not the 90s. Maybe like the early 2000s.
Okay.
I think it came out in the early 2000s, not the 90s. But okay. It's a horrible movie.
I believe you.
But anyway, Indira Varma is in that movie along with Naveen Andrews, who's this Indian guy who I know from Lost, but he was also in this movie. And they're both in Kama Sutra, a love story. So it seems to be their MO is be in shitty half Indian movies.
So that's the third thing?
No, the third thing is a DVD set of the last season of Lost.
Okay. Oh my god.
It's just a bunch of DVDs.
You're gonna get a lot of DVDs.
The
this week.
Last season of Lost, similar to Gilmore Girls, also widely considered to be by far the best season
I know
of Lost,
a lot about Lost.
Because you saw the finale.
I saw the series finale, which was part of the last season.
Correct.
Widely known as
the best
season.
Everyone was like, I don't care about any of the rest of this.
Yeah, it's all just a purgatory, you guys, Scott. How could you not pick up on that?
I hate you.
So it's like really obvious to me from the beginning and from the end of the
episode. It's like people don't
it was a purgatory.
Choose not to understand English. I just don't understand why would you think
there was like
they
a
make
smoke
it
monster.
Abundantly clear.
And then there's like a bald guy and he can't use his legs. And that's all you need to know about Lost.
That's all accurate.
Yeah.
That bald guy, I recently saw, he was on a couple episodes of The West Wing and he could walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he could walk on the island too, but it's just the power of the island. Anyway.
Purgatory, you mean?
The island is real. So, moving on.
Hashtag the island was purgatory. Oh, God. I think it was pretty well settled by the series finale, so...
Did I tell you... So, there's, like, this kid... Well, he's not a character on the show in the last few seasons named Walt.
Okay.
And his whole big thing is he gets captured by these other people on the island who are not part of the main group.
Okay.
They're called the Others. Anyway, so he gets captured, so his dad spends a lot of time freaking out.
Yeah.
And he spends a lot of time on the show yelling, Walt! And it's really funny. And he's just yelling, I've got to find my son, Walt! And he screams Walt a lot, and it's hilarious. But, and then I met this guy named Walt, and I was
you
like...
screamed his name.
Yeah, no, almost. I was, like, drunk. This was, like, when I was abroad, and I was, like, drunk, and I was like, Walt! And he was like,
oh my God.
Please stop. Anyway, so if you ever meet someone named Walt or Walter, don't do that to them, because they don't like it.
Good advice.
What is the offer code?
The offer code is DVDs.
Just DVDS.
DVDSZ. Yeah, so go to bitchbox.com and enter offer code DVDSZ.
To get a free mattress.
A bunch of mattresses, a bunch of DVDs, a bunch of stamps.
Build your own website.
Make sure you have a lot of room in your house or apartment. Because there are going to be a lot of boxes showing up at your door. And we're not responsible for people stealing your shit.
Yeah.
So...
don't call us about that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Please write a review. It really helps in the rankings.
Yeah. Right now we're at number 2.
Yeah. We're competing with This American Life. And
yeah. We're so close.
I want to see the look on that smug bastard Ira Glass's face.
What a dick.
When we love you, Ira. When we make it onto the number 1 slot, which we're very close. So. Right. Okay, so you can follow us on Twitter. Shabba has been tweeting a lot, right?
So much.
You need to tweet every minute of every hour.
Yeah.
So
prepare to get tweeted.
Yeah. So Shabba's been reaching out to Kanye after our last episode.
Yeah, we're in negotiations. Yeah, he's like considering being on the show.
You should tweet at Kim
depends
too.
Depends on his schedule. You're right.
I think she has more time to be on social media.
You're right.
So tweet at Kim. Tweet at all the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Kendall Jenner is at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I was just watching that before I came here.
Oh. Why?
I don't know.
There was an on the media about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and how it's, like, kind of ridiculous to have all of these journalists in a room and just kind of glad hand, but they don't really get to ask President Obama anything, and he's apparently had a notoriously opaque... White House administration.
Yeah, he's, like, very aloof.
So, but yeah. It's because he's constantly shooting people with his drones.
Yeah,
You can't talk to people about that. They won't understand, so.
I actually loved his speech, though. He's just, like, a dick to everyone. And it's his very last one.
Oh, yeah. No, if I were him, I would, like, be dropping so many executive orders. Like,
he was talking about how, like, it's the end of the administration, or it's going to be, so, like, people in the administration are looking, like, are moving on and looking for their next job.
Yeah.
He was like, and, like, the White House press corps, even some of them are moving on. And he named some people who used to be in the White House press corps, and they moved to do other jobs.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Jake Tapper left journalism to join CNN. And Jake Tapper looks so sad.
That's hilarious. He just,
like, takes a huge gulp of wine.
Oh, my God.
It was
pretty adorable. Jake Tapper? What did he do before CNN?
I don't know, but he does not. I hate him. I hate most of the people.
Whenever you say the name Jake, I'm just picturing, like, a hot young guy.
He's not bad looking. Okay. Yeah.
Look him up. It's good. It's a good zinger. President Obama.
Good one.
Zing him up. So. Thanks for listening.
And good night.
Cheese. In the middle of the forest, man, nobody fucking cares. So why don't you just be the you that you know you are, you know, and nobody else is that. Don't be weird. It's easy. And it's so important. Being cool shouldn't cost a fortune. Baby got a jeans from Goodwill. But I bet that ass look good still. Okay, let's remember that shopping at Payless. It just means you pay less. It don't make you pay less. If you don't get retweets, it don't mean you say less, okay? So I'ma post this shitty ass selfie on IG. And I don't care if anybody likes it or likes me. It's cool. I don't wanna be cool. I ain't gonna be cool. I just can't stay cool. What's life being cool? I don't wanna be cool. I don't wanna be cool. I don't want you to be me. You should just be you.
I don't wanna be cool. I ain't tryna be cool. Gonna stay cool. But I ain't be cool. You just wanna be me. You just wanna be me. You just wanna be me.